You said that the merchants were really major contributors. What about the oil companies and Bill Skelly? And do they play in that?
Oh, yeah. Well, Bill Skelly was a big contributor to everything, you know, all the oil companies. No, the merchants were just kind of the ones that seemed like got things started. You know, you get into aviation, if it hadn't been for Bill Skelly, the airport probably, you know. The old stud horse note, there was 10 or 15 of those guys that would get together and decide to do something. They want to build an airport out there, and they'll count me in for this much, and I'm in this much. They'd put the money up, and then they would figure out how they were going to get the money back if they ever did.
Let's talk about the stud horse note.
What they would do, okay, they wanted to build a bridge across the Arkansas. The oil business was really over on the west side of the river, Slick Stroud, the Rumite Field, and the Cushing Field. Those were the big fields, but there was no place for those people to live. And so the bridge in 1901, I think it was built across the Arkansas to bring those people into Tulsa, and they promised to provide them a good place to live. Well, those people all came over here, but when they had some project civically, such as I think the airport was a good example, and they didn't have time to wait for bond issues and all that other stuff. So the heavy hitters.
Do you remember some of those names? Bill Skelly?
Well, Bill Skelly and Bob McDowell was DX. Bill Warren, the Warrens. W.K. Warren, the drilling companies. G.C. Parker, Bobby Parker's dad. I remember him. We lived at 25th and Lewis. Was the end of the city. And the Parkers lived at the southeast corner of 21st and Lewis. And of course, Sooner Pipe and Supply was back in there. That's Henry Zero. Oh, yeah. That's back kind of when Dad was involved in the chamber.
I was just thinking, did they buy their clothes in Tulsa? Did they buy them from your clothing stores?
Some did, some didn't. That was really never an issue as far as Dad was concerned. They were so good, not only the oil business, but there's so many businesses been so good to Tulsa. You know, this town, when it comes push to shove, will really stand up and, well, you know, you've run enough campaigns when you're on the radio. To do good stuff, man, they'll really get in behind you and help you. Like in 71, I think I ran the United Way drive. Things were tough. I wasn't dealing from strength. I didn't have a big company. But we went out and sold the need. And I remember going to the newspaper and I asked if I could have the meeting of the editors and everything and needed their help. It was kind of a tough meeting. They beat me up pretty good. But we wouldn't have made that campaign if they hadn't.
The Tulsa World gave you a tough time?
Yeah, they were questioning. And that was their job. But then they gave me the publicity we needed to put the drive over. I didn't mind that. That's what I think we need more of today. Ask the questions and everything up front rather than wait till after Dorman and say, hey, wait a minute, what happened?
Yeah.